As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. I
cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Always nice when we have some new people that aren't used to us singing at 5:30 staring at us.
Yep.
We're at the Link.
I went down the wrong pipe.
For the big draft show. Jack, how does it feel when you have a little thing in your throat and one of your co-hosts is making fun of you for it?
A little thing in your throat.
Well,
man. Yeah. There's a lot going on today.
Hey, yo.
Well, I swallowed something down the wrong pipe, and that's the only reason why that happened. Mm-hmm. I'm a total professional.
You all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
You sure now?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yep. Everything's fine.
All right.
Well, you're out of here in a half hour, actually. So.
No, I got to
do it. He's going to be here.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah. People say
everybody's working except Spike.
Well, yep.
I work a lot.
Oh, what do you got to do? Drive home?
I have to drive home.
Oh, you're the only one that works a lot?
No.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
I never say that.
I work a lot. Like, yeah, wait, don't we all?
We all do.
Okay. Ike's going to be sleeping over at the length of
I God bless Ike for doing it, and I would love
you're
to do it
tonight.
You're
not even working tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
I was going to say, what?
None of us are really working. I mean, we're not really working.
Aren't you guys doing a YouTube show?
We're working harder
we're
tomorrow.
We're working hard.
Rod's trying to get us to do it for 4 hours.
Yeah, get out of here, Rod.
This guy's full of crap.
I got to get home to my dogs, buddy. It's Friday. All right.
Without phone calls? Are you kidding me?
215-5.
You're going to check Mike Ewell Army in 4 hours on a Boston College safety?
Yeah.
My ass.
Hey, Luke.
You rang?
There we go. I just wanted to do that.
Is he emphasizing his voice a little bit?
Little
no,
bit.
Yeah. That's him. Yeah.
Just for that. Just for the you rang.
Yeah, there you go. Kenny in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Yes, sir. What's up, brothers? How y'all everybody doing, man?
What's up, Kenny?
What's up,
Kenny? Hope everybody had a good holiday. I finally called when ESP is on the line.
What up? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Listen, I just got some things to tell. I know it's draft night. I hope we get Malachi York because...
Who?
Malachi York?
I mean, I said Malachi York. Pardon me. Malachi Stark.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
But listen.
Yeah.
I just got to talk to my bro, Ike.
Yep.
What's up, Ike?
What's up, Ike?
Yo, why every time I talk to Spike or come at him, yo, you turning Kevin Costner on me, man?
What I do?
Who's that?
The bodyguard. Last time I called, I said, yo, we ain't had no brothers on the Phillies. Like, you took that like I'm on some pro-black, whatever. Yo, I'm Ukrainian and black, for one. For two, is Aaron Judge a good player?
He's a great player.
So... He just had a 1,000-yard, 1,000th game last year. He passed one person for the most home runs. Who was that person?
I have no idea.
He played for us. Tore the leg off the ball.
Ryan Howard?
Uh-huh. And Ryan Howard was log jammed. He stayed old. We did him dirty because he couldn't come to first base because we had Tommy. If he wasn't up, he wouldn't have passed him.
Kenny, but what are we talking about with up? Aaron Judge and Ryan Howard here?
No, what I'm saying is, before Bryce, who was our two MVPs, last two MVPs?
Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard.
When I hung up, you said, Spike, I agree with Kenny about when I came at Bryce, who went back and forth. But you said, yo, it was a red flag.
No, because then you said something else at the end that was,
I don't even remember this.
That was out of pocket.
That is true, though. He was old.
Well, how about the draft tonight? How about the draft tonight? What do you think about that?
I told you I won. I want Malik Kyuk, but I just wanted to prove a point.
He got the name wrong.
That's all. My people.
Okay.
Oh, see, I didn't know. I listen, Kenny, I didn't know that I was on the bad side with you. I don't even remember what we're talking about now.
No, but I think it was like a little thing at the end there, Kenny, where.
Yeah, when I said the answer, no doubt. But all I'm saying is, yo, when I be calling sometimes, you's like, yo, we seen the red flag. Like, yo, I'm Ukrainian and black, bro. I love black people, but I love all people.
So me too.
I feel some type of way.
Well, hold on, though. You say all this, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but then you act like I misinterpreted something you said by painting you as pro-black. It sounds like you're pro-black again.
We've seen a lot of red flags.
No, no, no. Here's what happened, Kenny, is when you said the thing at the end, which we won't repeat. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember it was something.
Christopher Columbus was overrated.
There it is.
How was that wrong?
No, it.
Oh, when I said red flags, meaning that we
I knew
saw
something
this
like
coming.
That was coming.
Got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now it's starting to. Now I'm back. Now I'm back.
I even think there was another thing.
No, but yo, check this out, man. Yo, what do I always say? Y'all the flagship show of this station.
I know.
We love you, Ken.
Yeah. And no, you're good people.
That's
good.
I just vented. I love
you. Yeah,
listen,
you're good. You're good. But you
no doubt.
Sometimes
I just want people to know because a lot of people text me and was like, yo, why I ain't go on you like that?
How did I go on you?
I don't even know what I said.
So who do you want them to draft tonight?
About Bryce.
Malik Kyuk.
Right now, he's Oprah Winfrey's brother. He's Oprah Winfrey.
What does that mean?
Okay, I'm out on this call.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Love you, Kenny.
I'm confused. I'm like, yeah,
I don't even
know what's going on.
When you said red flags, it was just like, hey, Spike, there were a couple warnings that was coming.
Right, okay.
Is all that was.
Yeah.
It was all it was.
You had to
it
know we were good, headed down this road.
Yeah,
okay.
Headed down that road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I even think there was another thing.
I think there was another thing.
Was it? Okay, see.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, because I think you ended up dumping whatever it was, whatever the last thing was. Yeah. And by the way,
yeah, Kenny, we ain't at the barbershop, man.
No,
we just gave me having a conversation like it's a private conversation.
Yes,
or something.
Yeah. And I even said afterwards that, like, you know, because he was talking about the number of black players on the Phillies, but I said all of baseball is not the
same
as what it was.
Yes,
you know. All right. Oh, Jerry the truck horn guy. You're a guy with you. What's up, Jer? Oh, there it is.
Kind of a weak horn.
Yeah.
Hold me now, because I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
All right.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Jerry.
We'll have to do that live at Chickie's, Jerry.
I'm just prepping for tomorrow when I go.
Yeah, we'll be there too.
We'll see you.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Are you seriously going to be there? Or are you just pulling my left leg?
No, pulling your. Never mind.
Yeah, we're pulling your leg. We're not going to be there.
I know you're not going to be there because the Phillies start at 2:20, but I'll be there watching the game with a couple of my boys.
Well, it's the greatest place to watch baseball.
Hey, you know, I'll have my Schwarber white gold trimmed jersey on. Drinking some Coronas, having some raw oysters,
okay.
And life can't be better.
I guess.
Even though I was supposed to be home today or yesterday, I was stuck in Wisconsin. But hey,
yep.
You know the trucking industry throws stuff at you, and you don't know. But okay, so here's my theory on the draft. I don't know crap about the draft, dude. I don't know how these people come on the shows all the time and have like 30 names in their mind. Like, dude, I can only tell you one guy that's in the draft that I know, and that's freaking Shador. And that's it. I couldn't tell you anybody else.
Honestly,
this sums up a WIP.
I swear.
Yeah, but at least he's being honest.
Right.
He's being honest. Most
dude,
people don't know
you
these guys.
You can throw me 10 names, and I'll be like, Who the hell are they? Where, who, what school do they play with? I know, I just gamble on games, but I don't know who's playing who. I swear, the only person I know is Shador Sanders, and that's it. So whoever Howie picks, I just listen to you guys. I bank on, like, oh, okay, I guess he's going to be good because what you guys say. Hey, yeah, Elliot, yeah, what's happening, brother?
That's right.
I see you on YouTube, Elliot. What's up, brother?
What up? How you doing? So, good to hear from you.
All right.
Oh, no. Are you driving with us on YouTube again?
No.
You just listen.
I'm parked right now. I'm at a truck stop, chilling. I just need to, you know. So, but literally, I don't know crap about the draft. Names, you can throw names at me. I wouldn't know crap, you know.
Yeah, but, we weren't going
to. Well, yeah, we're not going to quit you.
But the Phillies, they've been doing the same thing for the last 4 years. I don't know what they need to do other than hit the ball, see the ball, hit the ball.
Yep.
You know, make the plays in the field.
Yep.
They're getting good pitching. They're just not hit. They're not getting clutch hitting from the big guys.
Yeah.
That's baseball. That's what baseball is. You know, everybody don't want to hear that, but the long season, the marathon, it's not a sprint.
Yep.
You know, we're still going to be there in the end.
One game at a time.
I'd rather make us run at the end because maybe we'll just keep on running.
Hell yeah, that's what everybody said before the season, Jer.
You know, so, yeah. You know. But wow. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, boy, we heard some, there it is. We heard the local accent in so there, and so far down.
I can't believe Robbie showed up after 5:30 Creed.
Really disappointing.
Yeah. Really disappointing, Robbie.
Really disappointing, Robbie. Yeah.
He knew what he was in for.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
215-592-9494. Jack?
Man, Spike, you know all about National Appliance Warehouse.
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
Hell yeah, brother.
Why don't you move off to the side so I can talk
yeah,
about
tell
it, bro?
Spike sent you.
Well, the National Appliance Warehouse.
Can oh, wow.
Can I tell you just the 10-second story?
This is how it starts.
Well, my entire kitchen, all the appliances, National Appliance Warehouse. But I called them before I went there. They have all those brands, right? How big is the
15,000 square foot
15,000 square
foot.
But I called Yaron, who was going to help us out there when we went to pick it up. And I was like, look, I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I said, I know you have all those brands. If you show my wife all those brands, we're never going to make a decision. We're never going to get out of there. I need you to whittle it down to the two brands we really need to look at. I showed up. He had them whittled down for each thing, for the range, for the microwave. He had two. We picked them. We were out of there. Then delivered, looking great in my kitchen.
I just like that you brought honesty to the
National Well, it's honest. Price is great. Service is even better to me. The service was awesome. Yeah. They did exactly what I needed.
Well, again, Spike, there's three things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. You know, I've detailed that a lot in the last year and a half.
Yep.
And the three main things are, one, you're going to get the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store.
Guaranteed to get the best price, basically.
Guaranteed to get the best price. Always great savings events going on. And, of course, tax-free Delaware helps. But on top of that, you're going to get great service. Spike just detailed that. A knowledgeable service team.
Yes.
Treat you like family. You walk in there, you feel like you're part of their family. So
they rolled out the red carpet, Jack.
They really did. They always
do. They do it for everybody.
They always do. And on top of that, the right appliances from Sub-Zero to Budget and their 15,000 square foot showroom. National Appliance Warehouse has you covered. Installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today and tell them
Spike sent you. No. Fritz.
F-R-I-T-Z.
Well, my contractor, after he was the one that told me to go there, after they delivered the stuff, he was like, man, he's like, I'm going to tell everybody to go there. You know, he had it delivered right on time. Anyway. 215-592-9494. Joe in Delco.
Joe.
You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get excited for the draft. Like it's cool picking number 32 overall. It's cool remembering that we won the Super Bowl. We got that pick. It'll be fun to see how the Giants and Cowboys get messed over by Howie, something along those lines. But you know, there's a part of me that every time I think about it, I can't stop thinking about the Phillies. I can't stop thinking about the bullpen, the situational hitting, and Kevin Long. I wonder at what point are we able to fire Kevin Long after these interesting seasons.
Joe, I think somebody should have been fired after that series.
Yeah.
I just think like you have moments in a season where if you don't act, and this is the thing about the bye week that we talk about with the Eagles, they acted. Right, they acted. They changed things. They and the Phillies, like I guess to their credit, sometimes don't overreact to things. But you have a series where you get swept by the team an in-division rival, who beat you in the playoffs last year and then swept you and basically embarrassed you. Like that is an opportunity, right? To react, and they didn't react. You know, I don't want anybody to lose their job. I don't want Kevin Long to lose it. But, like, you have to do something, and they didn't do anything.
And he's paid to make these – he's paid to get these hitters to hit in situations.
Yes.
And if you're in a position in another job where you don't act on what you're doing, like, you should at least, like, have some repercussion, whether it's firing, whether it's, you know, stepping down, pulling, like, a James Bradbury and going to, like, a lesser role. Like, something's got to change. Otherwise, the team just doesn't have the fight. They
so I think one thing that has changed, for what it's worth, is I do think this team has entered a new part of like how fans view them and treat them.
Yeah,
and I think
for sure.
The next time they're at home, they're really going to feel that. Like we'll see how they do against the Cubs.
They got booed the last time.
Right, but I think it's only you get swept by the Mets. The Cubs is a tough series. Are they home after that? Do they come? Like I just think the next time they're home, that they are going to feel the
if
the
they don't
anger.
Turn it around.
If they don't turn around,
yeah. I don't think people don't have that fun vibe with the team anymore.
Now,
and the other thing
can Rob Thompson bring his grown kids to the podium?
Well, the other
shave his head.
The other thing, Joe, that when we talk about the success of the first 2 years, 22 and 23, they were both kind of surprises. I mean, they weren't so we like. it was like sort of a devil may care, you know, we don't have anything to lose. But once you do that twice and then you win the division, there's expectations, and that changes everything. And, you know, they look like they've crumbled, you know, under those expectations.
I mean, they're not like – I don't even want to say that they're bad hitters. Like, every one of them has proven, like, whether it's last, like, parts of the season, that they can hit. They can play well. But it's only parts. Like, Castellanos is doing really well right now, but, like, last two seasons, it's not been there. And so I question every time, like, what the sustainability of good hitting is for this team. Because even Bohm, I mean, he's been doing a lot better, like, the last few games, but beginning of the season, he's downright bad.
There are a lot of names, not a lot of production. That's the issue.
Yeah.
And it's like, you look at, like, the Mets lineup, for example. The 5 through 9 are pretty garbage, right? But, like, the top three just – and I know Spike brought up earlier about Harper and you know, can he be the best player on a championship team? Sure, if you want to argue that. I think the bigger problem is really Trey not being a good enough second star.
No, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, they're both. I also think they don't handle pressure well. Like, there's a lot of examples of them
not they're front runners, not winners.
Exactly. That's right. So I think when, like, the Eagles, for whatever you want to say about them, like, under Nick and Jalen, they really only had that one, like, stretch with the collapse. But outside of that, they've been pretty consistent winners, and they've had moments of inflection where things could have changed, and they've rebounded from it. The Phillies, when it starts to go downhill for them, they're not great at getting the ball rolling the other way.
Well, because, and as Kelsey said, there's not a person there who is going to, who emotionally wake everybody up, you know? It's really
and
important.
And that's not Rob Thompson either. For as much as we rip Sirianni at times for his emotion,
it's
Rob
why
Thompson
they should have fired him.
Yeah,
it's why they should have fired him. They should have fired him in the offseason. And again, I think he's a good manager, but the team needed they knew they weren't going to change the lineup significantly. They needed a jolt.
Yeah, I just don't think he's important enough where it was worth keeping him. Like, to get a vibe change, you could have pulled that card easily.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
The only way to get the ninth pick from the Saints is to trade Tanner McKee, Goddard, Embiid, Paul George, and the ghost of Zaire Smith. Sam and KOP.
Yeah, you missed that, Elliot. Somebody said we're going to trade up to 9 by offering Goddard and, wait, what was the
Bryce Huff.
No, Tanner McKee. It was Goddard and Tanner McKee, and then we got a Bryce Huff trade as well. So
I would think the value's not there.
Probably not. What's next?
You know, the show is maybe too negative when Rube has to be the one to point out how negative it is. Mark in Montco.
That is a fair point. Fair point. Well, it was the Philly segment. How are you positive about it? You know, what's next?
Spike on trading Zach Wheeler. Yeah, I could see it. Spike on trading Joel Embiid. Who are you going to trade him for, huh? Who?
What's your plan?
Alex in Lancaster.
What's your plan?
It's true.
Elliot, have you figured out your plan yet?
It's true.
To build around Maxi? Nah, I haven't come up with a plan.
Oh, man.
Yet.
It's also true. You get a lot for Zach Wheeler. You don't get anything for Embiid. What's next?
Do I need to shave my head? Topper in Chicago.
Yes.
Ooh, you're not letting that hair go.
Somebody's got to shave their head.
He's got a great mane. Maybe Bryce needs to shave.
It should be Bryce.
Bryce, yes.
Or Marsh, but I don't know if he's...
Well, he's not even on the...
But he has famous hair on the team.
Yep. Strom, you could shave his head.
He's not doing that.
Yeah. What's next?
What? Braden Swinson, when he heard he was the number one edge rusher in the class.
He is.
Braden Swinson.
Yep. You watch. You watch, Fritz. I'll be laughing at all you guys, even though he went to LSU, not Michigan. What's next?
Jeopardy host, Mad and Lombardi. Jeopardy contestant, who are mics who used to give good content to the show and no longer do? Frank in Ardmore.
We replace both of them. I would say trading Mad Mike and Mike Lombardi for Mike Mayock is such a
win.
Huge trade.
It
makes us like Howie level GMs.
Again, we put Mike Lombardi on the map.
We did.
And he got hired by UNC because of us.
Yep, and then he left us midseason.
Yep.
All right, well, the show, the WIP afternoon show stops, but the draft coverage at WIP does not stop. Robbie E. in here next. Hugh, is Hugh up at 6 o'clock?
Hugh's here, yeah.
Hugh's here, so you're going to have everybody from WIP, of course, except for me, for the next...
Again, what are you doing?
My wife, you know what I'm doing. You are the worst. Why don't you go cough again, Fritz?
Dude, yeah. I cough one time. Yeah. Your voice chokes every single day.
It does. Well, I'm older than you. I'm falling apart. I'm washed.
Now Ike's older than you. I never hear his voice crack.
It's very true. It is very true.
215.
All right. All right. You listen to WIP throughout the evening. We will have
look at Abdul Carter
draft
spit.
Coverage.
Dude, what's I can't it? Believe he's 6'3", 250. I thought he was like 210.
Is that Eagles 210. Green he's wearing?
No. Small
no,
guy.
It's black.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, he didn't play Abdul Carter ditching Philadelphia?
No, that was me. That's all on me.
He looks good.
All right. Well, keep listening. This has been the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.